This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Hungakar. The Columbia Regional Airport's control tower will close as a result of federal budget cuts that went into effect earlier this month. Airport manager Don Elliott received notice today that the control tower was among 149 around the country that would close. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says the airport will rely on Springfield-based Mizzou Approach Control for landing and departure communications.
What this means is that we don't have anybody with boots on the ground here that's standing in a tower watching the traffic take place.
Sapp says that ground crews at Columbia Regional Airport will be responsible for identifying hazards below 50 feet. That's below what Mizzou Approach Control can monitor. He says American Airlines doesn't currently plan on altering their operations in Columbia, adding that the airline operates in several airports around the country that aren't served by air traffic control. The closure is expected to take place at some point between April 7th and May 7th. Meanwhile, the Jefferson City Memorial Airport Tower will stay open. The Missouri Department of Transportation has issued a travel advisory for the weekend because of anticipated snowfalls of up to 3 inches per hour that could make driving nearly impossible at times. Rain is expected to turn to snow Saturday afternoon across the state, posing a risk for travelers because of the rate of snowfall and lack of visibility. The storm is expected to continue until about noon on Sunday in the western part of Missouri and taper off across the state throughout the day. A federal judge is again blocking efforts by a Central Missouri Technical College to drug test its students. U.S. District Judge Nanette Lawfrey in Jefferson City granted a preliminary injunction today. It temporarily prevents Lynn State Technical College from screening all first-year students and some returning students for cocaine, methamphetamines, oxycodone, and 8 other drugs. The 2-year school also cannot report the test results from September 2011, when it began the program before the American Civil Liberties Union filed suit on behalf of 6 students. The lawsuit claims the program violates students' Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful searches and seizures. Lawfrey's ruling comes after a federal appeals court decision in January that overturned a previous restraining order she had issued. The ACLU quickly filed another challenge. The City of Columbia is hoping that this year's Earth Hour event will help reduce the city's energy consumption. Earth Hour takes place from 7:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night. The city saw a 2-megawatt reduction in its electric load during last year's event. Columbia Water and Light spokesperson Connie Kaprowitz says that's equivalent to the power used by 80 homes in Columbia. She says the goal this year is to reduce even more energy use.
The goal of Earth Hour is to not only get people to participate, but also grow our numbers each year. We hope to at least sustain that 2-megawatt drop, or maybe even reduce it a little bit more this year.
Kaprowitz also expects Earth Hour to have a positive impact on the environment by raising awareness and encouraging use of public transportation. Columbia Transit is offering free bus rides during Saturday's event. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Hungakar.